Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little snake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake King of Things, hanging out with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, Ken?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, man. Chilling, man.
Be a good day. We got some good guests. I'm happy, man.
We got some great guests. We're going to have a great fucking show. It's a Wednesday. What a day. What a day. Ladies and gentlemen, two white guests back in studio from the Locker Room Talk podcast. Shane, you wrote Locker Room Talk. Locker Room.
Sorry, I'm retarded.
Uh-oh.
Joe Gorman's back on the show.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Chilling, bro.
Nice. Happy November, brother.
Happy November. It is November. Rabbit Day, right? Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's Wednesday. It's the second, actually. Never mind.
Hey, Shannon, how come I didn't get the memo to dress like a burglar?
You're the driver.
Yeah. He's the distraction. Yeah.
You're the Taco Bell employee we hijacked to fucking get take us out of there.
A tape around my mouth.
We literally look like three burglars in like a Schlumman Shield commercial.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's no black people.
Yeah, no blacks.
It always has to be white guys. You're passing for a white.
Of course. Yeah. We all have different style facial hair. We really do look like that. Thank you, Zach, for pointing that out. Anthony Zenhauser is also here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
No podcast to promote, but that's okay.
Yeah, at Late Again Zen. Late Again Zen. You see, I got to go fund me for it. I make a mock news show. I'm going to start making it again. I've just been on hiatus. All my work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So many,
too much work.
So many
too
dates.
Busy.
So many dates.
He's talking about the fruit. He's been sitting in a room eating.
Give yourself a machine gun or something for that one. Come on.
A rattlesnake drop like that. That was good.
On a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, baby. Lots to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Going to be a great show today. Very excited about today's show. Is that what you're plugging?
I'm plugging. I got a show in Vineland, New Jersey. KC Ray's. I don't know what it is. A restaurant, I guess, with Bob Levy, Don Jameson, and Kevin Brennan. It's going to be 8:30 on Saturday night. And December 10th, Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. I'm going to be headlining with, Lauren Petrie. You know her?
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very funny comedian. She does Alien Murder Sex. Great fucking podcast. Nice. Check that out. I'm good.
Sick. Love it. Gorman.
Hell yeah, man. As always, you can watch Locker Room Talk on YouTube. I do that with Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan. You can support us at Patreon, patreon.com/justsomelockerroomtalk. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman. I have all my dates and appearances right there for you.
Zach D'Amico.
Just check out my other podcast here on the network, Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. And Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m.
Sick. Very sick. Some live stuff coming up, guys. The 11th and 12th in Saratoga Springs. Zach D'Amico going to be featuring on those gigs. And then the 18th and 19th.
So
the 18th and 19th. Oh, Saratoga Springs is up on the website. Nice. Saratoga Springs is up on the website. But the 18th and 19th, I will be in Miami, Florida with Aaron Berg. Great Aaron Berg. Then in December, we got McHenry, Illinois coming up. Toronto's coming up. Lots of fun stuff coming up all throughout the rest of the year. Me and Aaron Berg ending the Offend Everyone tour in January. So please come see us while tickets are limited. Time is a ticking away. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. 20 shows or so. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. All ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. So use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day trial. Save a couple bucks a month. And support the show that you fucking love. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. We do once a month. We give out a free piece of merch for one positive or any review, good or bad. Here it is. This month's reviewer, Big Tism.
That's me.
Big Tism.
Oh, my God.
The subject is good show. They gave good. 5 stars.
Good show. That's it?
Yeah. Five stars, though. And the review is, what happened to Nate? I miss that guy. Still a good show.
Nice.
Bargazzi, he got famous.
That's it.
Got famous, got too good to call me back.
I got a wife, you know, she's cool, right? I guess. I don't know.
Let's see which of my friends will answer, my famous friends will answer my calls.
I bet you Nate will answer. We'll put some money on this.
What time is it in Tennessee?
I think it's just another couple hours. About an hour?
Aren't they like a day ahead of us in Tennessee?
No, they're 40 years behind.
They're 40 years behind.
Here we go.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to let his phone number be
out. Don't tell him you're on the air, so let him say the N-word.
Hey, what's going on, my nigga?
I just lost $20,000.
Let's go, Brandon.
Wow, here we go. Look at Nate.
He's probably busy writing comedy.
Wow, dude.
Does anybody here know what that feels like?
No.
Nope.
He reached Nate Bargatze.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
He changed his name to Bargatze. I thought it was Bargatze.
Yikes. You do know his number.
Message his whole life.
You do know
his number. Whoa, he wasn't making it up.
That's the Nate Bargatze hotline. He has a hotline.
You've reached the Nate Bargatze fan line. To leave a message for Nate, press 1.
If you'd like to find out what family-friendly adventures I've been up to lately, press 2.
Is my wife my sister? I don't know. Press 3.
If you'd like to hear how all of my family might be related, press 4. Nate's great. But yeah, didn't answer, dude.
Damn. That's it.
If you want to hear my 20-minute chunk on toast, press 5.
Great show planned today. Lots of fun stuff, Shannon, on this list, which I really, really do like. Shannon, pull up the world's fastest shoe.
Ooh.
Jew?
The world's fastest Jew. Shlomo.
No, can't catch Shlomo. He's a slow. Let's see that in slow motion.
That was fucking good. You know what, dude? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? All right, what is this?
Here's like kind of what it looks like. I have a video of like a how-to, but basically it can you can put it in different settings. You can make a walk setting and a run setting, and the little wheelie things under it kind of propel you forward. But let me show you.
Are they like Heelys? Those remember those shoes from the 90s?
Like Heelys meets Soaps. Remember Soaps?
What are Soaps?
Soaps are like the ones that had that little arch that had plastic on it so you could just grind. So it was
Remember
that shit?
Lewis is Puerto Rican. He doesn't know what soap is. black people will not steal those shoes, for sure. The ugliest fucking shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Let's see them in action.
I bet they look cool.
Okay, here.
They're probably like fashion over function.
So, Shannon, you said it is almost like a... they're called the Moonwalkers. So you said it's almost like a Segway, like that you lean forward and it just moves.
It feels like that's the same technology that they're using.
Look at Anthony thinking of a racist joke right there.
You put them on and you rape kids.
Go ahead.
It's a Michael Jackson.
I know.
All right, sorry.
So your first steps in moonwalking.
This guy fucks.
Have your shoes not in run mode or shift mode, but have them in lock mode. So this is the default mode when you turn your
shoes on. What happens if you accidentally turn them on in run mode?
They'll explode. You'll lose your feet.
So he's just going to basically say walk around while they're not on.
I mean,
on
are these
first.
Shoes or are these like essentially electric roller skates that you attach to your sneakers?
So you're going
to
see when he starts to walk that you walk regularly and then they kind of like push you forward.
Let's see. I want them already. I'm telling you right now. We're making fun of them. I already want these.
Oh, yeah. Lewis is going to take these in the morning.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you're constantly walking on one of those escalator things in the airport?
That's probably what it seems like, yeah.
That seems so like.
That looks chill.
Very dangerous.
No. Probably like less dangerous than a Segway.
I think Wile E. Coyote wore these and it went really bad.
Didn't the creator of Segway
die on a Segway? He fell off a cliff on a Segway?
Yes. That's hilarious.
Damn.
That rules. Go ahead.
When you're walking, you will really want to focus on making sure you go heel to toe, natural walking movement. You don't want to be looking down at the magic of moonwalkers. You want to be looking forward just like you'd normally walk. And then you're going to kind of lean a little bit forward since there's some power here.
These are like tips we can use in our everyday life, too, not just wearing moonwalkers.
Walking, the power kicks
it's like an analogy for life.
Yeah, it's like,
momentum.
I should use a little heel
toe.
Don't look
down, look forward.
Yeah,
look down, look forward, heel to toe.
I shouldn't be captivated by the magic of my shoes. I should be looking at the world around me.
Dude.
This is that good CEO.
Kind of trip them up a little bit and we'll stop walking and it becomes very choppy. But when you first start, just learn how to... just keep walking through the power, and you'll get used to how it drives you through.
Walking through the power,
to get started,
I want these so bad.
We're just going to take a couple steps, just walking normally.
That's bullshit.
That's pretty good.
Feel
that's
the power
bullshit. Turning on.
I can feel the power turning.
See,
on,
I feel it through the
keep
screen.
Walking as you normally would. Heels to toes. Slight lean forward.
Lean forward.
Oh shit! Look at this.
Is he going now?
Whoa!
Okay, now he's rolling here, while he's walking.
Smooth rolling. To maintain the speed, just keep walking how you're walking.
That's pretty chill.
And if you want to slow down,
because I'm going 800 miles an hour,
just running through Manhattan.
If you want to slow down,
shorter steps, and then you just come to a nice stop.
How fast can you go on?
Is there a running video?
Yeah, can we see another?
These shoes are great if you only place you go are empty warehouses.
Yeah.
That's the
somebody's
only place
gonna
you
get
go.
Obliterated by a truck.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna short circuit malfunction. Yeah. One's gonna go fast, the other one's gonna go slow.
You're gonna go in opposite directions. split your entire body in half.
Moonwalkers don't work on water. Fucking shorts out.
Is there any? They
have one of him on stairs.
Let's see.
That's pretty cool. Nice. Here we go.
I don't think there's sound.
But you gotta like come to
a complete stop.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, and then you go moonwalker. Let's go. I mean, it really, what it's doing is it's actually doing the motion of a moonwalk, right? Isn't that technically like?
Sort of.
It's a forward moonwalk.
They're electric sandals. Because like they don't, it's not like a regular ass shoe. It's just like an attachment to your shoe.
All right. So what do we think the cost of these things are?
At
don't
least,
tell me yet, Shannon.
At least $1,000.
They have to be consumer accessible.
No, this is meant to appeal to like the first wave early adapters in tech. So like you sell 500 for like 1,000 and you see some shithead in Manhattan walking around like, I want one of those.
Yeah, 5 years from now, these are going to be $250. You're right. But I agree. I think this is $699 for the moonwalk.
Wait, the fastest speed. So the typical person walks about 2.5 to 4 miles per hour. These go up to 7 miles per hour.
Wow.
That's like running.
Yeah, that's running.
That's like a full on like.
that's a fast run.
Yeah.
A fast, quick as lightning run.
Yeah, I think Lewis's guess sounds about right.
$699 for moonwalkers right now, and they just came out.
Everyone has their guesses in.
Say 300. What? Come on. I think that's still a lot. That's still pretty expensive.
So they're still in the Kickstarter portion of their campaign.
Yeah. So if you spend $700,
you get one in 3 years.
Yeah, you get one in 3 years. They name a booger after you and fucking
that shit never comes out.
The release is expected in March 2023 at the retail price of $1,399.
Wow, $1,300.
Good job, guys.
Expensive, dude.
Good job.
I kind of still want them though.
You can invest in that.
I kind of still want them. That'd be fucking fun to be one of the first people to have moonwalkers. But you understand, moonwalker technology is going to go fucking crazy, dude. Those things, you'll be able to walk up walls with those things eventually. You're going to be able
to fucking... You're also saying the $1,300 ones are going to be obsolete in 6 months.
Yeah, no, that's it. They're
going to be half price, and they're going to do way cooler shit immediately.
Yeah, I'll say it's kind of fucking cool. I get the concept. It is fun. They just got to make it a little bit more affordable.
Well, how often would you use it? Like, you'd use it like one or two times and maybe show it off at parties.
I shit you not. If I was still living in New York City, I would be moonwalking around the city.
All
That's
over the place.
That's how I would fucking get around, dude.
They'll probably make
Lewis loves alternative transportation.
I do.
They'll probably
rollerblades, penny board. Put Lewis on little wheels. He's happy.
Tiny wheels.
Lewis loves being on tiny wheels.
The more unstable, the better. That's what I say.
A la Rattlesnake. Yeah, I think they're going to be...
There's tiny wheels turning on top, and there's tiny wheels turning on the bottom.
They're going to make them more appealing looking. Like, they look chunky and shitty now, but they're going to make them appeal, because black people aren't going to buy them unless they're, like, fucking hot.
Black people cannot afford these.
They will.
They're not meant for black people.
They're going to steal them, and then nobody's going to be able to catch
them. That's the target demographic right there.
Yeah.
An Asian guy with a lot to prove.
Just
an Asian
guys.
Guy wearing the company's T-shirt. That's
I'm basically a white guy.
Are you sick of black people beating the shit out of you outside of banks? Moonwalkers.
$1,300 is a lot. Worth it, maybe not. If money wasn't an object, that's a fun thing to have. But there's also more fun things to have. Like, I saw a single wheel, what do they call that?
Yeah, unicycle? Like a unicycle. Electric unicycle thing?
But it wasn't just an electric unicycle. This one had like a dirt bike wheel on it and like a crazy engine, dude. I saw a hot chick. She was wearing like a bikini and she was going, and it was loud.
Hell yeah.
And it was fucking.
She was farting.
It was just queefing all over the place.
Like this?
No. This was a motorcycle wheel. Like literally, it looked like a dirt bike wheel.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And she's just sitting on it and fucking, yeah. That thing is fucking
Did she
cool.
go on it or did
yeah,
she just
sat
on
went, dude.
That one's probably like $8,000. Like, and they only give it to hot chicks.
They also have that thing that like fucking, you can, they have like single person like rocket packs right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Like which ones? Like the ones that work with like jet pressure from water?
I saw the ones on water, but then I thought I saw another dude with just a straight up jet pack.
But like those are like scientists and shit showing that it can be done. But yeah. it's like so expensive that it would never be publicly available in our life. Well, not now, at least. Yeah,
you remember when they came out with the hoverboards, like the ones that you like lean up?
Yeah.
Like
the ones with like the almost like that big long stem that you hold on to and the...
No. It was
the
without
ones
the
that
stem.
Are flat. Yeah, like a
Segway, without the stem, right?
Yeah, I got one of those.
They call that shit a hoverboard. It's making me furious, dude.
Yeah.
A hoverboard hovers. Why even fucking that? Like that's such false representation of what it is.
Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
They're badass though. They're you go right. pretty fucking fast
yeah,
on those.
I almost feel like they're a little bit. They're the exact motion where you fall back and crack your skull.
Yeah, if you're a dick.
I don't like it.
No, I sent a video with the top 5 jetpacks that can actually make you
Let's
fly.
See, Shannon,
one
see.
Is Boba Fett.
That a lot, looks like a lot of them are over game. Water, yeah.
That looks cool. Who would have thought that this concept
would turn into a reality? It's like the sugar glider that you wanted to get your son. Yeah.
We now have real Whoa, that one looks cool right there. That looks cool as fuck. Fly. No joke. That looks like These a... These jetpacks damn. Will allow you to soar
into the sky like a bird. That's a dickhead one.
Yeah, that's like a nerd-ass basic one from the 70s. Video, we've compiled a list of the
top 5. How many people have died via jetpack? I feel like so many people must fucking die.
I say half.
Yeah. half the people the strap that thing on, fucking smash into a fucking tree. That is, it's crazy. I'd be terrified.
You're not going to use those safely either.
Channel, let's see the top 5 jetpacks. I want to see them.
Okay, here you go.
Jesus Christ. Towards firefighters and rescue workers so that their job That's convenient. Can become easier. Unfortunately,
with all this exciting news, we also have some bad news. Uh-oh.
Firstly, the jetpack comes with a hefty price tag. And secondly, the company went bankrupt just a year ago.
Oh, no.
While this may sound like terrible news, don't worry. Hearing about this next
Their credit's going to be great again in 7 years. Much better. It's like a reset. The don't worry. Cool
flyboard they air, get a government bailout. Of a hoverboard and a
jetpack. Invented by Frank Zapata, this flyboard.
Invented by the Green Goblin. Operations
and invented by Norman Osborn of Osborne.
Powered by gas turbines, this super cool machine can allow one to travel at a speed.
So the FBI is going to be using soon the Wrangles.
93 miles
January
an hour.
January Sixers. Nice.
That one looks pretty cool.
Of 93 miles per hour.
Damn, that's like hauling ass, dude.
Dude, can you imagine Mexicans trying to sneak over the border?
Just watching Anthony standing it on the ground.
just the dirt, just digging up.
You're lower than when you started. You're just slowly digging a hole.
Can't get any lower.
It's like when you're on stage.
It's made of, it's powered by gasoline. Doesn't that seem crazy dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it'll explode.
Yeah, I feel like you hit something. Go ahead.
How crazy is that?
Wildly crazy.
The JB-10 is one of the most exciting.
All white guys, by the way.
By Jetpack Aviation. This company has to be the oldest and the most.
I like the stock footage of like a meeting.
Yeah.
Working on jetpacks for a really long time.
Ah, yes, jetpack.
The reason we have placed this fabulous jetpack on the 3rd spot is due to its stupendous features.
Nice.
The jetpack weighs 83 pounds and can thrust up to a crazy 395 pounds. The jetpack
That's
is
nothing.
Fueled by and the maximum speed is 120 miles per hour.
That's like already got it. 83 pounds, it's like kidnapping Sadly, a 15-year-old. That's not bad.
Did you say you were done?
More stock footage. Like this guy's like, fuck. We can go faster.
I wish I could fly. Traffic is driving us all crazy.
Because the jetpack is not available in the general market.
Bummer.
While this jet suit looks very much like a jetpack, it has been marketed quite differently. Inspired by Iron Man, Gravity Industries decided to make their own version of a jet suit that comes with 1,050 horsepower
Whoa.
And
Damn,
five
that's
turbines.
Sick.
This jet
none of these have to be over water. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
J10, and it can also be customized according to the person who wants to try it.
Yeah, that's however, pretty cool. All right, let's move forward.
These
that's
are for
cool.
supervillains, right?
Yeah, this is fucking.
They have
these
to
are
be.
For heists.
Yeah.
Well, can I buy any jetpack in the world, Jen? Is there a jetpack that I can personally purchase and fly around?
An official Gas Digital jetpack.
How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome.
If you subscribe for 1 year in December, we're going to give you a Gas Digital jetpack. This December, folks.
You know how funny it's going to be watching Lewis just come in mad with a jetpack a half an hour late? These guys were fucking crazy, doggy. Fucking bird shit in my face.
Shannon, can I buy a jetpack? Is that possible? It's on Amazon right now? No?
No, I keep seeing they keep showing merch for the companies, but hold on.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
No, who's got a jetpack actually? Nate Bargatze.
Really? Probably. We'll give him a call, dude.
Give him a call
see if we can borrow it.
Let's see. Seattle's bikini baristas win lawsuit to be able to wear skimpy uniform. What is this?
Nice.
Thank
What's
God.
Going on with, what are these whores doing?
This is America.
So apparently this is a big thing in Seattle that these coffee shops have women wearing like lingerie and bikinis.
Yeah. Okay.
And they tried to pass a bill saying that in order to serve coffee that you have to have like your upper and lower extremities covered. And they fought it saying that this is obviously focused on women because men are more, you know, aren't likely to do that.
Yeah.
And so they fought it and they won. So they're able to continue.
Why to serve coffee, though? What is the thing? Why is it specifically coffee?
I mean, Natalie just said danger. So I don't know if it's that they're going to get burned. But also, I feel like in the food industry, you can't have like your armpits just open. I feel like that's.
Oh, I would request gross. That. Can I lick your armpit?
Skinny clad baristas? Yeah, I'm going to watch this video.
Wait,
I'd rather say Yiddish lessons. Okay.
There we go.
She's such a schmendrick.
Okay. She's serving coffee.
Nice.
That's a little wild. I mean, she's hot.
Well, not all women can have a podcast, dude.
She want a Fappuccino?
That's pretty fucking good, dude. Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. What the fuck was that, Shannon? That was just
Anthony, I like her.
It's one of the girls
I like
working.
Her a latte.
What were you saying, Shannon?
It's a girl working at one of the places. You can see the coffee machines in the background.
Wow, that's just what she's doing at the. I say, fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This girl's sucking dick in the back of Wendy's, too. But at least these girls are doing something honest. Yeah,
I like it. I got no problem.
What's different than that in Hooters? Is it like that different?
I guess not. Oh, here's another picture. Sorry, I was looking for more pictures.
Here we go.
I want to go to Seattle now.
There we go.
It's great.
I'm powerful.
Beautiful barista. So this is a regular
thing. I bet
thing.
The coffee sucks, though.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they don't get your order right at all.
Yeah. It's all fucked up, yeah.
Imagine how they spell people's names on the cups. They just write an X on all of them.
Hillbilly hotties. Yeah,
they write their names on the cups. Candy.
There yeah, it's stupid that they would try to stop this.
You know, what kind of fags would do that? Yeah. It's fucking put those titties out.
Yeah, man.
Puritans, baby. You got these fucking people that are trying to, you know, the Dave Smiths of the world out there trying to fucking make everyone a little bit more conservative. I don't like it.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
That bill was definitely by like fat wives who were mad that their husband were getting slut coffee in the morning.
Slut coffee.
Let's see. Model claims that she sniffs her boyfriend's underwear to make sure that he's not cheating.
Uh-oh.
This is a crazy thing. I've had girls smell my dick.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's been I had a crazy ex who would like fucking smell my dick. She'd make me drop my pants and fucking.
Really?
Let me smell your dick right now.
Yep. Got one of those.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And honestly, her sense of smell wasn't that great.
Yikes. You guys need to learn how to look a woman in the eye and lie to them.
Yeah. What is this, Shannon? Show me.
So she was apparently on some reality dating show. She's a Guatemalan model. And I can show you her talking just so you can see her, but she's speaking Spanish. But basically, so she's dating this Latin singer and said all of the things that she does to check on him. And she checks his expenses, his credit card every night.
Well,
smells
shit,
his,
I can do that.
And smells his underwear to... smell out potential love rivals. Uh-oh. And she's also posted about it to ask people if they think that it's toxic. She doesn't think that it is.
Let's see. I mean, look, if you don't trust the person that you're with that much, you know, you shouldn't be with them. If that's your like paranoia.
If you have to check his credit card and like you have to see what he spent money on during the day, that's a sickness.
I do. I tell my the chick that I'm seeing now or the my she, let's see, she's my girlfriend. My girlfriend, the girl that I'm dating now, she like leaves her phone open all the time. And like, you have the thought, you're like, oh, I could fucking just go into it. And I have no paranoia at all that she's like fucking around, like even in the slightest bit. But there's like a thing where, like, I just wouldn't do it. And I feel myself, if I felt strongly enough that I had to go pick up her phone and start looking through it,
then
I
was, you shouldn't like, be together. Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? Like, this isn't, like, that's not even a fucking good person that you would want to be with, you know? So, good. Show what she's saying, Shannon? Or do we have, or you, it's in Spanish.
It is in Spanish, but you can.
It's okay.
Las llamadas a medianoche.
Yeah, she's a Latina chick. Latina chicks are fucking wild.
Ojo, hasta los likes de Instagram.
This guy cheated on me with a woman whose pussy smells like shit.
Now, that's another thing, dude. The likes on Instagram. Girls are all looking at that, dude. They're looking at the likes on Instagram. They're looking at who you follow. They're looking at all that shit. These bitches are out there fucking hunting.
Yikes.
Yeah. They can see what you've liked. They can see, oh, she's fucking hot, dude. Hell yeah.
Hey, baby, I got some underwear you can smell.
But there's yeah, I mean, a guy like that, he probably is cheating on her.
How could he not?
It's like, it's so funny. Like, a girl that hot, it's almost like you're more likely to cheat on a girl like that. And that's probably why she likes him. It's like a little weird Latin sexy fucking game of cat and mouse that they play.
Yeah. No, whether she's hot, she's a supermodel, right? She's a supermodel, or if she's whatever, she's just an ugly chick. They're all... You cheat. You fuck. You want to fuck around. If you're dating the hottest girl, you're still gonna fuck a three sometimes.
Yeah,
because that's the way we are.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different pussy.
I bet she doesn't fucking give head. I bet she's like horrible in bed. Like, really hot chicks, they always seem to be really horrible in bed.
You know who always says that?
I've heard
people who don't fuck hot chicks. People who are like, yeah, dude, I bet that hot chick is just fucking awful. No, no, hot chicks,
dead fish,
dude. Yeah. Hot chicks rule in bed, dude.
I bet that beautiful body makes the pussy taste awful.
No, dude, hot chicks fucking kick ass and take names in bed. They know how to move their body. They're not self conscious, dude.
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you.
I'm saying, listen, if you have a lot of fans out there that are hot, I'll take it to the test.
All right, why not? Fuck Zanhauser. Show him what the fuck's up, hot ladies. Yeah.
Come on, you dumb bitch. I bet you can't even fuck good.
Can't even make me come with your mouth, I bet.
Yeah.
Find my dick. I bet you can't find my dick.
Yeah, no. Hot chicks, without a doubt, are better in bed. That's like a common misconception. It's like, oh, dude, yeah, ugly chicks, that's where it's at. It's a psychotic thing.
That's a myth made up by the women who are trying to cancel those bikini baristas.
I hear Big J saying that all the time. I was like, yeah, dude, chicks too hot. She probably just lies there. It's like, no, dude, no. This girl's a fucking dancer. She knows how to move her body in ways that you couldn't even fucking imagine.
But that's like a hot whore. It's a different. If she's a supermodel, she's probably not a whore on the inside.
She doesn't know how to fuck.
No, she's not a whore.
There's a lot of pretty women, a lot of beautiful women that have eked by through life, not having to give good head and fuck because they're hot. But there's hot whores. There's women who are hot with no self-esteem, which I think you're banging.
I don't think there's a correlation between how hot somebody is and how good they are in bed. Right, I don't. I definitely don't think there's a correlation between women.
No, it's whether or not they were abused.
Yeah. And hot girls,
I think it's
generally.
People. I mean, I've seen the fucking every bit of the spectrum. You know, I've seen fucking
autism,
retarded women with Down syndrome.
Like, it's a big spectrum.
but I've seen like every type of fucking woman, and you get chicks that are like, it's more or less like if a woman who's not as good in bed is not like, she's not comfortable with herself. That's what's going on. She's not having an orgasm. So she doesn't really know what to do with her body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
I almost
that's
feel
her
like
fault, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying like
she can't come.
No, like I think very often the good chicks that aren't good in bed, they're just not into sex because sex doesn't really feel as good for them. Like, right. Whatever it is, they're not like allowing themselves to like. What happened, Natalie? I see your fucking dumb lesbian face.
I'm trying to follow your line of logic. What you've made seven different points
this
whole
up.
Time.
Just fucking tell me, I'll fucking kill you. Are you out of your mind? I'll come in that booth and I will fucking. Beat you up physically, Natalie.
I'm just saying that earlier you were like, hot chicks are great in bed, and then you're like, I don't think looks has to do with how you are in bed.
No, because here's the thing. I'm just saying most of the attractive women that I've been with have been really good in bed. So I don't think that, but then I also don't think there's an actual correlation between it. I think it just depends on who the person is. I think certain people are like into having sex and certain people aren't.
Okay.
Girls that aren't into it. And I think very often girls that are less attractive and less confident aren't into it as much because they feel self-conscious taking their clothes off and, you know, So that's been my experience.
Okay, so let's narrow it down the argument so we can meet in the middle.
Please.
All right. This woman is not good in bed, the supermodel, because she's super paranoid. She thinks she's getting cheated on left and right because she's self-conscious about the way she's fucking that dude. He's not a good-looking guy. He's maybe a 5.
No, he's pathetic, but he's a Latin recording artist.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Nice.
In Guatemala.
Yeah.
That's like these people are coming here in buckets. Do you know what I mean? Like, nobody gives a fuck about this culture.
Yeah.
He's not selling big in the States.
I don't know that we can just look at her and say she's not good in bed based off that. She's smoking hot. She's Latin. She probably knows how to move her body a little bit.
Yeah. I think all 4 of us should have sex.
No, she's Latin.
With her.
She knows how to move a body.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's see.
Oh, sorry. This is just
that guy knows how to fuck.
This is the same. This is the guy. Edwin Luna is her boyfriend. He's Mexican.
Yeah, he looks like everyone's guard.
No way, man.
Is Kimberly his the chick?
Yeah.
It's always a crazy bitch named Kimberly. Am I right, folks?
Ah. Kimberly.
Be careful. Be careful out there, folks.
Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, a Latin chick named Kim.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of us have worse experiences than others.
No, I love Kim. Kim's the fucking best supporter in everything she does. Please don't hurt me. All right, let's see. All right, today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. So if you guys are into Kratom, you guys are already in the market for it. You got to buy it. Wholesale prices at YoKratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up. If it's your groceries, gasoline, rent. You know what's going to stay the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com, just 60 smackaroos, and they have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. So stop going to gas stations, smoke shops, or bodegas for your Kratom. Get it delivered right to your gosh darn door.
YoKratom.com is a website. Let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, where were we?
Did she ever smell your underwear?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not a Latin thing.
No, not a Latin thing. But she was like, you know. You don't want to cross her. It was some fucking... You don't want to cross Kim Kong, I'll tell you that much. All right. Let's see. Does it live or does it die? Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go. Let's see some death.
Talk about those.
I hope it's dead. Or does it die?
A bridge collapses during a Diwali celebration.
Oh, that's dead.
Let's see.
So I just want to tell you quick beforehand. So this is in India. What happened was in the month prior, they were working on the bridge. And then they opened it back up before they got clearance to actually open it back up. So I'm just gonna hit play. Don't share it yet.
Classic.
Great. There you go. Go.
Okay.
Ooh, Diwali.
It's not nearly as crowded as I thought it was gonna be.
It's a hanging bridge. Yeah, dude. Fuck that. I never want to go on a hanging bridge for as long as I live.
This looks like a challenge.
Whoa. Oh, that's fine. They landed in the water. They're fine.
There's crocodiles everywhere.
Yeah, all of a sudden a bunch of fucking
didn't you see Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom?
The crocodiles on the shore see him start going into the water.
Rolling in their fucking... Yeah.
Did you see Harrison Ford on the other side of that bridge with a machete going? Yeah.
Just cutting the other side.
Wait, is this Does It Live or how many crocodiles have diarrhea today?
Zach, sing Dao Dong Tua.
What, Dr. Jones, Shannon, I mean, can we see it one more time? I'm not positive that anybody died here. That seemed like not a very long fall.
That was a Bob.
No, they're fine.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
That was like a Bob Saget era.
Look, see, that's like fine.
That was like 8 feet. I feel like, but I don't see anybody coming up from the water. I see everyone go under the water and not rise.
They just
which
completely
is weird.
Sink to the bottom.
What happened there?
So, do you want to all take your guesses and I'll show you another video?
I'm going to guess somebody might have died because I don't know how good that culture is at swimming.
Well, I also feel like how would this
I don't
even
know
be
if I've
news?
Ever seen an Indian person swim.
If this is a thing where 20 people fall into some water and then go, oh, that sucked, that's not even news. How would that even register on a website? Nobody would click
20
on
Indian
this.
Guys take bath.
Yeah.
Tonight at 11.
Shannon, I'm gonna say, do we know how many people fell in the water?
No.
I mean, there's not. Can you see it one more time? And the other video is more telling us if somebody lives or dies. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going to say because it looks so harmless that, people died.
Well, the other thing is if the other video Go rewind all the way to the beginning, because I got to see how many people are on that bridge, because I'm going to guess how many people died.
Well, I'll say 40, 50 people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It goes all the way down.
Does it go all the way down? It goes all the way down?
Maybe.
I'm going to guess 6 people died. 6 Diwalinis.
No, Diwali is the celebration. It's like their Halloween.
No, no. The Diwalinis. 6 Diwalinis dead.
I'm gonna say the captivating hand of Vishnu caught all of the people falling. And none were taken into the kingdom just that day.
Say none were taken?
None.
That was a
none.
Fucking nice. Great Indian nice. Fucking joke right there, dude. None were taken. I liked it. None. What do you say, Anthony?
How many people died? Yeah. I'll say about 2. There were 2 people who died.
Jackie?
11.
Wow. Shannon, can we see the other angle first before you tell us?
Yes.
Well, did they all die of the fall?
And they fall and it shows like jagged rocks at the bottom.
It's like the spikes of the Mortal Kombat board. Yeah. Skulls are all
rusty.
The thing is that nobody died from the fall, but they all had AIDS. So.
Whoa. Yeah, oh, that's oh, it's way further.
Oh, that's fine.
No,
look, there's a net. Whipping. They're caught in the net, Shannon.
They were walking on the net.
They're fine.
That's like part of the bridge.
So how do we know if they're dead or
look,
not?
There's like
the guy's waving.
There's a little baby that survived. If a baby can fucking survive.
There was a baby?
There was a baby.
That's wild, dude. If you died and that baby lived, you're a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you that one, dude. If you fucking died and a baby survived it, you need to fucking look in the mirror and go, dude, what am I, less strong than a baby? That's crazy. If I would want to die.
Yeah.
If I was less strong than a baby, I'd be like, you know what? Take me now.
Shannon?
So the total number was 141 people died.
What?
It's
Zach
won,
technically.
Yes.
It's the deadliest incident in like 10 years that has happened in India.
A baby lived, though. How strong is that baby? That's the real story.
That's the future right
dude,
there.
That's fucking like baby Black Adam.
Yeah.
The baby, right there, they may have been like closer to, you know, the beginning or the end of the bridge and the people in the middle.
141 people died?
Yeah.
That's like an Indian person's bicycle's worth of people.
That's crazy. That is sad. It's a very sad thing. I did not know that. How did I not hear about this?
And here we are just goofing around, making fun of their stupid little accent.
He said non died.
Now look.
It's crazy, dude. That is very sad, Shannon. Can we do anything for the Dolawanese people?
There isn't a GoFundMe or anything listed here.
They need to get on that, dude. Yeah. They need to fucking.
Please send pictures of boob and vagine to India at india.com.
Can we somehow send them Moonwalker shoes? They would have been able to get off the bridge faster.
They could have gotten off the bridge.
Zip the fuck off that bridge. That's what I would have done. It's fucked up, man. It's very sad. Very sad day in Dolawanese.
There was no tech support for a month.
All right, woman makes $180,000 per year by donating her poop to science. This is very interesting.
Nice.
Women get away with everything.
Yeah, let's see.
So apparently this is something that anybody can do.
180 grand per year? I'll do it right now, dude.
So she said there's a website called humanmicrobiomes.org where you can earn $500 per stool donation. So if you're having one bowel movement every day, that equals $180,000
a year. No way. Why wouldn't everyone just be sending their shit into this place?
Because they probably need like certain types of people that like you have to have this type of shit.
Yeah, I'd be a millionaire in 3 months.
It has to be solid though.
Oh, then no.
I got to drop a deuce right now, dude.
Sending a river.
So, what are the parameters of taking your shit? Can we see this chick? Is she hot?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
Let's see.
This is her.
It's just a bunch of scientists standing around bowls. Going,
not bad.
Ew. Oh, I hate her. Her face, it looks like she's shitting.
So on the website, it says that I guess 0.1% of people have this specific type that they're looking for.
Oh, so it's you have to be of the 0.1% of people.
Unperturbed, disease-resistant microbiomes. Mm. How do I know that that's my shit?
You got to send in a free sample.
Oh, so then they get all this free shit. This is a scam, dude. This is how they do it. They get all this free shit, and I'm like, 0.1% of you are getting paid for this shit now. That's wild.
Yeah.
It's a scam, dude.
Absolutely.
What are they doing with all my other shit?
they just pay this one person, like, oh, you got it. But, like, it's in everyone's shit. So they just take all the shit. Everyone sends in a sample.
What are they doing with the shit that's the valuable shit?
They're doing probably fecal transplant.
Does her shit literally not stink? What is the value of this shit?
It's the bacteria.
So what they've been studying lately is how the right type of gut bacteria controls your overall body health. But they're doing more studies on that. So I believe that that's what they're doing. And there is a list.
Whenever somebody mentions gut health, I get a sinking feeling in my chest. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. I start thinking about how my gut health probably sucks.
Why? Don't you take probiotics?
No, I don't do any of that shit, dude.
Nah, whatever.
Why would you say that? That's sort of getting me fucking paranoid, dude. Fuck.
Come on, man.
Why do I need probiotics?
I don't know. To keep your gut
bacteria
healthy.
What about amateur biotics?
Yeah.
Come on, doggy.
Is that a Rich Voss joke?
Yeah.
What's a probiotic? A biotic that gets paid.
Doggy, I don't like that at all. Shannon, do you know anything about your own gut health?
I don't actually wanted to send it in and see if I would qualify.
We should all send it in.
Can we and see if any of us get accepted?
We all should.
Smart idea.
One person is retiring from Gas Digital. Somebody here has to be able to fucking make five. Dude,
if it's you, that would be such a pain in the ass for
everybody. The richest guy here fucking a year extra just to shit. Yeah. I'm already shitting.
Yeah.
I'm already shitting.
Well, the worst thing is if it's Lewis, it's going to be somebody else's job to mail it.
Fucking Andrea's mailing my shit in the box.
Yeah, like that.
Think how much money you flush down the toilet on a general basis.
That's crazy, dude.
It also says if you don't necessarily have to be in the 0.1% of health, that as long as it's high quality, they may accept you.
Oh, there's some high quality defecation around here.
And that top athletes are the best and under the age of 30, but there is no minimum age requirement.
Top athletes. Nice. I'm 40 and I'm not a top athlete.
They probably got like some.
I eat like shit. My stomach constantly hurts.
Also, minimal antibiotic usage is also a must.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Oh, fuck all these STDs.
You're fine. You have no diseases, right?
No.
That's disease free. You're already halfway there.
I am disease free. Yeah. So.
Or they'll tell you when you get it back to be like, hey, listen.
Gut health is fucked.
And you have cancer.
Oh, no. Dude, this is what I'm saying. Like, I hate it. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, and it gives me such horrible anxiety. Like, I'm going to walk in, and he's going to just tell me it's all fucking coming crashing to an end. And I know, like, it's an opposite mentality. Like, what I'm doing is I'm going to the doctor to be healthy. And he's going to fucking, you know, if I need medicine or I need to, you know, take vitamins or whatever, he's going to tell me. But, like, in my mind, it is just him giving me he's saying, hey, now you're dying.
Right.
And now it's beginning.
Uh-oh.
You're going to get that phone call. It's going to be like, can you come back to my office tomorrow?
Please. No, don't say that.
It's really
making me feel bad. Like, it makes me feel fucking horrible.
You should read your test results on the air. Find out if you're dying.
Fuck, dude.
You don't have a history of cancer in your family, right?
Come on, dude. Don't be an asshole.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Think of the legacy you've left behind already.
$180,000. Shannon, would you still work at Gas Digital if you're making an extra $180,000 a year to poop? Or would you quit?
No, maybe in a different capacity.
Yeah, we'd be fucking having you shitting into a bucket in a room nonstop, just shoving fucking sandwiches into her face.
So who gets Gas Digital if you die? Does Zach inherit it?
No, it'll go to James.
Does it? I don't actually know.
You better get your will in order, dude.
Yeah, get your estate in order.
Yeah, man. You have stuff now.
You'll probably live for another 60, 70 years.
If you're lucky.
Estate in order. You can afford like stem cells and shit like that.
I know.
At this point. You would have to probably deplete your entire...
stop talking about all this, dude.
But you'll be fine. You'll just be poorer.
I don't want to work for Beatrice Digital, so fucking figure shit out.
What would happen if I died, though? Does Ralph...
changes
I don't know if we
made.
Have anything like set in stone. We probably do. I think when we were going over like the business agreement, that was something that was discussed. I don't exactly know what it is, though. Like,
Ralph died in, like, a car wreck, and then it's just, like, Lord of the Flies.
Well,
face paint on.
Whichever podcast has the most downloads is in charge of guesting.
I'm calling Ralph right now.
Yeah, you'll be fine, dude. Worst case scenario, they find something.
Jesus, Ian Fidance in charge?
Uh-oh. No one's picking up, dude. Everyone's screening Lewis's calls.
Ralph is here. I saw him.
It's like how if in government they keep one person out of the building.
I think it's Bobby Hutch. Bobby Hutch would get the keys to the kingdom.
I feel like he's too high up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like Bobby Hutch would be in the room.
Let's see. Hold on.
It'd be like Blind Mike out of the room.
It is me. You're right.
Yeah, you'd be the one.
It's like Willy Wonka.
It would have to be. You have the purest heart, Zach. Yeah. You have the best intentions. Midnight Spook Show just got moved to 11:49. Congrats, dude.
Why will nobody answer their phones for me today? This is a wild fucking thing.
Well, it is the middle of the day, Lewis. People.
No, that's when people answer their phones.
Really?
The middle of the day, yes. This is the time.
What do you want? It's the middle of the day. What's going on?
Also, he not have voicemail? Just keeps ringing?
Everyone texts now, Lewis.
Am I calling a landline right now?
Text him and say, you up?
I'm in a meeting and not getting service. Call you in 15.
Oh, an auto response. Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
None of my bits are working today.
No one's avoiding you, Lewis. I want you to get that thought out of your head right now.
You're going
to
be fine. Eat healthy
don't
tonight.
Pick up or you'll get sick.
No one's going to die.
Eat healthy tonight. You'll be fine. Do it all yeah. One day.
Have a little green drink.
I hate it, dude.
Yeah, do a little. Yeah. Get yourself like.
You can get your gut health tested, right? Like, you can go to a doctor and say, hey, go in and fucking. Will you give them shit?
Yes. You can take a shit sample. They might even be able to check just by like the spit in your mouth. You have bacteria in your mouth too.
How is your fecal? How do you is your shit solid?
Bring up the poop chart.
Yeah. What do you mean? No, dude.
Bring up the chart. We'll all say what our regular poops. It's like a 1 through 6 chart.
Zach, you know what's funny? Like, I'm noticing like Halloween makeup that's still on your face.
Yeah, I know. I tried to wash it 5 times.
What I thought for the past 44 minutes, I looked over. I thought you had some disease that was creating veins like to come alive down the side of your face. I mean, to the point where I was like, fuck, dude. Whatever's going on with Zach. Like, I thought it was like.
Zach got bit by a zombie, didn't tell anyone, and it's slowly taking over.
I just had a giant wound on my wrist. Yeah. I've been covering it.
Like, you know how, like, Venom looked like before, like, when he was like, before he got all, like, fucking crazy? Like, started off with, like, a weird vein down the side of his fucking face. That's what I thought was going on, and I didn't say anything. I was just worried about you, Zach.
Zach is a zombie is okay because he can't catch anybody. Yeah. So it's fine.
That would be like at the end of Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
just play video games.
Video games hanging out.
Just running circles around.
All right, so bring out the poop chart, Shannon.
Here we go. Please don't.
No. This is
Lewis.
Yeah, this is these are your 7 types of poops. What would you say your regular poop is?
Separate hard lumps, severe constipation, lumpy and sausage-like.
That's how I describe Anthony.
A sausage shape with cracks in the surface is normal. Smooth, soft sausage or snake, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Soft blobs with rear cut edges. Ew.
That's how I describe me.
Clear cut edges. Soft blobs with clear cut edges. Lacking fiber. Mushy consistency with ragged edges.
Well, number 7 is how I rate your act.
Oh, come on.
Liquid consistency with no solid pieces.
Yeah. Ragged Edges was my favorite 90s band.
That's a weird area. I would say that I'm typically the mushy consistency with ragged edges.
That's not. Uh-oh. That's.
I feel like
diarrhea.
I'm
really
a 5.5 sometimes. Every once in a while, a 4. If I'm eating really good, I'll get a 3.
Yeah, I'll get a 3 or 4 here and there. But like, if I'm eating shittily,
yeah,
I will. Yeah, I'll be in the 5 to 6 range.
What do you got? What are you guys leaving in the bowl?
Man, I'm usually like a type 4 in the morning, and it's because we have a squatty potty at the house.
Okay.
And that opens up your asshole, man. Let me tell you something. Like, I'm not going to fucking die of any fucking bacteria in my colon because I fucking shit.
I do like a squatty. Every time I've used a squatty potty.
It's nice.
I'm ordering a fucking squatty potty.
Get it,
Zen, what are you?
Time I've used a squatty potty, I'm like, you know what? I love this thing.
Dude, it rocks. And if you do it like daily... You really feel
difference. What I do is I kind of just put my legs on the sink, and that'll like the same thing. Or you don't have to even get a squatty potty. Just keep a box from Amazon.
Yeah, or you can like
just put your feet on the box.
What's your numbers, then?
You're really interested in my
numbers. Because I want to get to the ladies.
You're the most self conscious.
Gotcha. I'm a 3.
Yeah,
I'm a 3.
I agree.
I'm a 3 everywhere.
3's pretty good.
I'm a 3, but for a long time, for weeks, I was a type 7, and I was freaking out. I thought I had like dip Ted or whatever they call that shit.
I get 7s every time I fly, like when I get off the airplane and I get back to the hotel.
So does the pilot.
I just
bought a squatty potty. We're done, baby boy.
That's the way to do it, baby.
We're done.
Ladies in the booth, what numbers are we rocking?
Ew, don't even tell me. You don't shit, either one of you. Say it.
That was my answer.
Give me your number, goddammit.
Don't poop.
Give me your number.
Natalie.
Can we guess?
Natalie will give me your
number. Am I going to be the only one that answers in this booth?
Can we guess, though?
Natalie. Natalie's a bad bitch. She'll
I've had
us.
All of these in my life.
Ew.
I thought you were going to say today.
I'm going to say
busy morning.
Natalie's a one.
Anywhere between one and five.
You have rabbit shits?
Day. Yeah, occasionally.
You leave pellets?
Lesbians are more like, constipated than most people.
Well, lesbians, they automatically kegel at all times. They're just kegeling nonstop. Ah. So she chops the shit in little pieces as it comes out just based off
Like a
natural,
slap chop.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Just her natural way of living life. You lesbians are just fucking gunk, gunk, gunk.
Well, that's like, they don't like jokes. They don't like comedy.
It's like an engine that keeps them fucking going. Gunk, 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 gunk.
All right, so Natalie is raising that shits.
Yeah,
Shannon, come on, give us.
I say Shannon's a four. Wait, she's normal.
I would assume Shannon's a four.
I would say if you open up Shannon's tits, it would look like seven all over her chest.
Shannon, are we right? Are you a four?
Yeah, I would say for the most part, it's usually closer to a four, maybe sometimes a three.
Oh, you disgusting bitch!
Ew, Shannon, you fucking nasty whore.
We've done this before, and I did answer
on this
that
show.
One, yes,
no, not me, never, not me. I've never seen a poop chart.
I bet you $1,000.
I'll bet you $5,000.
I bring up the poop chart a lot in life.
Whore.
I would assume I brought it up before on the show.
I bet you a pair of moonwalkers.
I'll bet you $1,349.
$1,399.
Shannon, we've never done this on the show. Find me this segment where we've talked about the poop chart.
I can see that it happened. I do bring up the poop chart.
Here's what I'll say. I'll say you've probably done it on the show without me here.
Ooh.
Maybe.
I've literally...
Yeah, I would remember the poop chart.
I'm never
going to
forget
you.
The poop chart.
I'm never going to forget it.
Because now every time you look at your poop,
I'm going to
give
it a number. Yeah,
give it a number.
I would say most rap shows are revolved around Shannon's shit and ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've smelled her farts before. It's not like...
It's wild.
I don't think. I think I'm hedging her bets.
Here's Ralph. Hold on.
Thank God.
Ralph, you're on air.
Say again?
You're on air.
Okay, no worries. Sorry, it was that good sugar. That's
so we were talking just now about what would happen, and I know this must be in our contract, but what would happen if either one of us died? If I died, where does my share of Gas Digital go?
So the standard question is what happens to a partnership when one of the partners dies? And there's two arguments to that. And it depends because, by the way, I just went through this when my father passed. So the logical thing is it goes to your heir. That would be your son. Your half would go to your son.
Nice.
No, but until he's of age.
The argument could be made that the surviving partner doesn't want that and can make an offer to buy it out to the son for what they deem it worth.
Ooh. What would you do? You'd fucking rip off my son, you scumbag.
So
you would be like,
you'd sell it for Skittles.
Yeah, dude, he'd sell it for a fucking Magic School Bus book. He'd be like, I love the Magic School Bus, fucking moron.
But he's not.
Yeah, exactly. It's not me that's the moron, it's your dumb son.
But who's your heir? Because you're an old, lonely man, did you have to, like, name an heir, like House of Dragon?
My brother.
Your brother's your heir.
Yeah, but your son's underage, so who has to?
What'd you say?
Maybe your son's my heir. Who knows?
Dude, honestly, people say that my son looks like you very often, and there is angles where I see his face, and I'm like, it does look like Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah, but that is funny, by the way. Just I know where you're on air, but that's what we went through, is that the debate of what happens to a partnership. So I went through that for 6 years.
Great. Well, can we just put it in fucking writing? So you don't
get it. And I won't try and fight it.
So you can't try to fuck him over, you fucking juice scumbag.
Well, let me. Then the question is this: do we trust your son to run the business? No.
Better than me.
Well, that's
probably good. Here's a stronger moral code.
At least I could get him on the phone when I need to, right?
Oh, come on, dude. Fuck you. That's too far. Here we go. I'm done. Done with him.
Do you feel better now?
I'm quitting the business, right? I'm going to kill myself.
What? Lewis, come on.
So if I killed myself, all of my debt would be alleviated and my son would just receive my business.
That's right.
I get why people kill themselves when they get into too deep of financial shit.
There's no reason not to.
It seems like it's an easier way. If you don't believe in God and you're like, dude, I can just be done with this fucking pain in the ass.
Is that your roundabout way of telling me to kill myself?
Yes.
And like, honestly, like, God's a pretty cool guy. I'm sure he'd be like, all right, you can chill in purgatory for a little bit and then you can go to heaven if you kill yourself. I don't think you fucking suffer in hell forever.
I think we all know there's no God.
Whoa, come on, dude. Fall,
you just—it's just darkness when you die.
What?
So it's you'll feel it though. You're sleeping. It's fine.
I hope you're right.
It's like it's darkness. It's fine. So what happens is, but he's a minor. So who holds that until he's of age? Because he can't run business when he's under 18.
No, dude. They made a whole fucking movie about this, dude.
Blank Check.
No. you know, he can run the business as a child. Wasn't there a movie where he ran a business as a child?
I was thinking of Carrot Top's head of the board, but that's not. He was an
chairman
adult
of
in that
the board.
Movie. Yeah. He was an adult when that happened.
That's true.
But that was still like, but he had the mind of a child.
Yes.
So James needs to go to every grade for 2 weeks.
I'm going to run my daddy's network. Gobbledygook.
What is this female soccer player? Is they going to a fight? Ooh. Shannon, it's kind of hot. Chicks fighting each other are hot.
Always.
It's a hot thing.
Maybe there was a little kiss afterwards.
Kiss up makeup. Kiss the boo-boo.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll show you the whole thing. It's going to show you from afar, then I'll get close up.
Let me smell your underwear.
Let's see.
Oh, this is actually football.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Oh. Oh, it's such a love.
Oh,
so
ladies, please.
So cute. Oh, slap, oh. Slap, slap.
Oh, shit.
Super Mario grabbed you.
Super Mario
grabbed you. Are these, these are college. These are college soccer players.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Go back.
Wait, it's gonna go closer.
You get a red card.
That was eh.
Wait, it's gonna show you.
Let's see. No, they look. These are fucking athletic bitches, dude.
Oh, there she goes. She's gonna come back. Oh,
does she come back for more?
Charge.
Yeah, I'm not done with you, bitch.
Here we go.
Okay.
The N-word. You N-word. Get away from me.
No, she's holding it.
She grabbed her by the waist and let's go, bitch. Let's go,
Can you play this to
that's a good fight, dude. That's a good fight.
Oh, that's wild. That was sick.
Can you play that to sexy music?
Yeah. Can I come to that? Probably.
Of course, dude.
Probably. Did I? Yes.
Enough, yeah. A girl slaps you. You like getting slapped around? Are you into that? Because you're in charge all the time. I assume that you're the guy who likes.
No, I don't like being in pain.
But you like being submissive, though. You're
Do you like it when a girl lifts you up and kisses you against the wall?
Yeah.
I love that.
Those are the women that I date.
Yeah. Anthony does the dirty dancing thing where she picks him up like that.
Yeah.
No, I don't like being slapped around. I don't like being fucking like abused. I mean, I'll get a little bit like a little bit of choking, a little bit of nails, a little bit of biting here and there, but that's just going to be that.
That's I'm just not, evidence.
Yeah. I'm not going to, I don't like being hurt. Strangers I also don't park. Like hurting. Like I don't like I wouldn't, if a chick was, even if a chick was really into being like slapped around and choked and like really violent, it would weird me out. It would fuck me up enough. I saw that scene in Dexter where the cop starts fucking around with the one chick and she's fucking crazy. So then she accuses him. She like says, oh, give it to me rough. And he like leaves marks on her and fucking has jizz inside of her. And then she goes and accuses him of raping her.
Classic.
And I was like, that's like.
Every man's terror.
Why? I mean, I just feel like you're just going to piss a girl off. Wouldn't she?
That's why you have to film every single sexual encounter.
Whether they know it or not.
Especially if they don't, because then you're getting the real thing.
That is very true.
It's like, oh, this bitch thinks I raped her. Fucking look at this, dude. You can see she clearly asked to be tied up.
I think there's a way.
Quartered.
I think there's a way to resolve that. You just make the law if she accuses you of rape and she gets, and it gets, and the guy gets acquitted, like she's found. And you're found not guilty, she gets the death penalty.
I thought it was like you could rape her.
No. Well, you can rape her and get the death penalty.
It's double. You can't be accused of the same crime twice.
You gotta have this bitch has to have consequences for lying about.
Wait a minute.
Raping.
So, no, that's not true. You can't actually.
Yeah,
you can't be charged for the same crime. But
you can't. You can't be charged for the same crime twice.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It's double jeopardy.
Can't be charged
you
for rape
twice. Not in different courts. So you can do like a criminal trial or a civil trial.
Well, all right. Let's say this chick accuses me of raping her. I get off.
I hope so.
Then we go to court, and the judge lets me go. Yeah. No, the girl, she accused me of, and I get out of it, right? That doesn't mean I can go just rape her because they can't charge me again.
Are you sure?
I'm not positive. I gotta be honest with you.
I think so, dude. I really think so.
I think
so.
We found a loophole.
I believe it's called the eye for an eye law.
The Puerto Rican rape snake. Yeah.
Now, I'm not a fancy lawyer here, but I do believe.
That, I don't know. Girls, bitch, but
in the case of that. Rape me once, shame on me.
It's a different incident, though. So it's not, you can't sue them for the same incident.
Oh, so you can't accuse somebody of getting raped by
you're
the
like,
same
you're like,
guy
oh,
twice.
He raped me on March 19th. Yeah. It was like, no, I didn't get off. And she's like, you know what? No, let's run this back. He raped me on March 19th.
Now that I think about it again, did I say March 19th, 2022?
No, obviously he can't rape
right,
the bitch.
Three,
are you sure?
I'm positive. I know that they thought of this. It's not like we're the first people to think of it. Yeah. I know that they were like, you know what, dude, we got to fix this whole double jeopardy loophole.
Yeah, because if you get found guilty of rape, you're pretty much you're fucked.
Are you sure?
You're done. Well, you go to you go to jail, and then so if you get acquitted of rape, and then she goes, oh no, he raped me on this day, like he was saying, it's like you can't do that.
It's over.
Uh-oh.
It's
over,
bitch. You fucked up.
We're all retarded.
Oh shit!
It should just be pointed out.
I feel like I'm in a Prince video.
All right, let's see. Excuse me. Scientists confirm the AA. Do you guys know what an AA is?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
No. The AA. The A-Y-E, A-Y-E.
Oh.
What's that?
Do you not know what it is?
No.
I don't know.
Do you not know what it is?
I don't know what that is.
I specifically know what an AA is. An AA is, I believe, a marsupial. Mm. Shannon, am I right about that? It's a marsupial?
Let me double check, but I think you're saying it wrong. I think it's
I-I?
Yeah.
I-I? I saw an I-I?
It's an AA. Is it a marsupial? I thought you say, I said I was saying marsupial wrong. I was about to eviscerate you, no. Shannon. I was about to fucking lay down the hammer and make you feel like a fool.
No, it's a primate. It's a lemur.
That's what Ooh. I said. It's a primate.
Right.
It's an animal. It's called the I-I. And the only reason I knew about the I-I, very rare animal, big bug eyes, right? The only reason I know about the I-I, and the same reason that Shannon knows about the I-I, me and Shannon have this little weird connection because we're both old as fuck. And before the internet, in order to learn about animals, if you're over 40 years old, the only way you could possibly learn about animals as a child was to
live in Harlem.
Wait, can I? Because you got the encyclopedia, but then your mom only paid for the A?
Nope.
So you only know facts about
No, there's a bunch of books that came out, educational books,
nope.
right?
No? No.
It was the
Wildlife Treasury Set. Shannon, pull up a Wildlife Treasury commercial.
Oh, with the little cue cards.
Little cue cards.
Yes.
They were little fucking cards with Damn. The picture of an animal and then facts about that animal on the back. And it was in alphabetical order. It was in a little fucking box. It was one of the only things my mom ever like bought me as a kid. We never paid for this. We ordered it. We said, yeah, dude, COD. Let's go. Cash on delivery. They dropped that shit off. They didn't collect the cash.
Hell yeah.
Simple as that. Never paid for that shit. But we also never got the extra cards that would come with it. We only got the beginner starter pack. And the II was the first card in the fucking thing.
You helped ruin this guy's business. Just a bunch of your families not paying
for it. Man, who cares? If, like, it was like in the 90s, it was all about zoo books if you wanted to learn about an animal.
Zoo books were pretty fucking solid, dude, as a kid. But this was the way it was set. It was like a lunchbox, essentially, a green lunchbox. You open the latch, and then it was A through Z, and you have different cards in every, and you just fucking learn about animals. Pull up the commercial,
I remember
Shannon.
That.
This thing was fucking dope. I had it. Young Tim Dillon.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the right position.
So you got to keep that tackle box.
Yeah, that tackle box was mine, dude.
Hey, rhinoceros. This here, you sleep standing up. And
you only eat at night. I remember that.
Wow.
Bill's coming back.
Wow.
Just like me.
And a duckbill platypus. Duckbill platypus, remember?
I remember that image particularly.
Yes, specifically this is where we found out about a duckbill platypus was this commercial.
It was a real thing.
Like, what's a fucking duckbill platypus? That's crazy.
Mom, I gotta get this thing.
Mom, there's a duckbill platypus and I need to fucking learn about him. And the only way I could possibly learn is this card.
And you open the thing and it roars?
Doggy, yeah.
Wildlife Treasury.
1,200
dinosaur cards. And we'll send you the first set of 24 cards on approval for $2.99. You'll also get this collector's case.
Your mom can afford the $2.99.
I think it was free at first, dude. I'll tell you right now, I also ordered Stephen King's Green Mile when I was a child. Because I was like, a commercial came on, it was like, Stephen King's new book, Green Mile. I was like, I want to read Stephen King's new book. Then I fucking ordered it. It's cash on delivery, bitch. COD. Let's go. I ain't fucking paying you shit. That book came. I think I ruined my mom's credit by ordering things like that all the time.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes, Shannon. So the II was one of the first cards in the book, right?
Yes.
Is it A-Y-E, A-Y-E?
It is. I didn't know how to actually put things in alphabetical order. I just got the A and I threw that fucking in there, baby boy. So, Shannon, what is this about the II? What's so interesting about the II, besides the fact that it is a bug looking? First, it looks like a marsupial, acts like a marsupial, might as well be a marsupial. It's fine. It's not. It's primate. It's okay.
So, what they discovered from these cameras overnight is that they are one of 12 different species of animals that picks their nose and eats it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
and I
man.
Have the video.
It's like Zach.
Not so different from us after all.
Look at him.
That's a scary looking thing.
Look at him. Is he putting a stick in there or his nail?
That's his long finger, like the one it uses to get
Ew,
into trees.
Ew, you fucking creature.
It's got a coke nail?
Yes.
Oh,
whoa, it's getting in there too.
No, it's not his nail. I think it's a stick, Shannon.
No, it has that long finger to get into trees to get bugs.
And to fucking pick bugs.
And to fucking rub the bugs all over his face, too, dude. He's doing it like he's menacing me. He's like, blah, look at boogers.
Rubbing his snot all over his face.
You're so happy to get that box of animals. The first thing you see is that fucking piece of trash. That homeless,
trash, yes.
That homeless crackhead.
Fucking coke nail fucking primate.
It's the Mike Harrington of animals.
It also shows that it can actually, that it believes that the finger is going like down its throat a little bit.
Ooh. Oh, so it's getting all that good booger. Yeah. All that good boogers back there. That is fucking nasty. You're a nasty little creature,
and
dude.
And all of the animals that pick their nose and eat it are primates.
Let me see. Can we see go. Them? Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me click away 1 second.
Humans, gorillas.
Yes, yes.
What
find
else?
An article.
Chimps.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never eaten my boogers.
Never right. in your life?
I know.
Even after a night of doing a bunch of blow?
No.
And you got a little sugar booger left over?
Can you get high off of those?
Yeah. You got to dab your boogers after doing blow. And it turns into crack.
That's why you have a headliner, Lewis.
You learn stuff on the road.
Also, the bonobo, orangutan, macaque.
Macaque? Fucking Shannon. Well, now we get a chance. Shannon snake.
Shannon
snake. Shannon snake. You ever eat the boogers out of macaque?
The capuchin monkey has been caught using a twig or a stem to also
capuchin
do this.
Capuchin monkey, one of those motherfuckers, they get aggressive too, dude. Mm. They're cute, but they're fucking like aggressive as hell. They try to fucking bite your fingers off. I would love to have a monkey. I would love
one.
It, dude. I would fucking put it to work here.
Yeah?
He'll just sit in the window and give people dabs.
He'll leave me for a job with Adam Carolla. Fucking asshole.
Sit in the green room like he belongs there.
All right, I got to run. Let's wrap this one up. Wait, what is this, Shannon?
This is a capuchin monkey attacking its owner.
Oh, hell yeah. Take that, bitch. Picks her nose.
Look at her.
Oh, that's Marcel from Friends.
You've never been this bad.
He doesn't want to be bathed, you fucking whore.
What Stop touching that? My cock. Get it? My cock?
He's still pretty cute.
It's like 3 minutes long. It eventually does bite her.
Oh, he bites her?
Yeah.
Fucking tears her nipples off. Blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
That's a lot. I'd fucking snap his little neck.
So he just bit her.
Well, she hit him.
Well, no, she hit him because he bit her.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tough.
It's
tough
like having a kid. You're going
to
hit a kid because they bit you?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean your kid, not somebody else's kid.
Any kid, dude.
I'll bite him back.
Yeah, any guy want to pound on someone.
Let's wrap this one up. We gotta go. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Realized Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.